This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Christians should be encouraged to do what is good, as well as be examples of doing what is good. No one would deny that, especially if they reflect on the 8 references to doing what is good mentioned in the book of Titus. Unfortunately, many Christians know what they should do, but find it difficult to actually do it. In Titus 3:1, Paul writes, "Be ready to do whatever is good." To be prepared, recognize that this is a process. The older generation should share what they've learned from experience. This helps you picture what doing good looks like in actual experience. Being pure, for example, means being careful about what you watch, take care of what you listen to, or who you associate with. What do you think about when you don't have to be thinking about something? What does integrity look like? Be a person of your word. Be the same when the boss is present or absent. Be willing to sacrifice if necessary, to stand for what is right. When older Christians share their experiences, it's easier to get yourself ready than if you're merely taught theory. The greatest source of power, however, is the gospel of grace. In Titus 2 and 3, 2 references regarding doing what is good follow in-depth discussions of doctrine, the doctrine of the return of Jesus Christ, and the doctrine of salvation. Being saved by God's grace and anticipating the Savior's return are motivating and enabling factors in doing what is good. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.